Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 213. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We just bring a bunch of apps to the show. We just throw them on the table. We chat about them. We see if we like them or hate them. And we hopefully give you guys some new app ideas for your phones and devices and such. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
I have seen a lot, Steve. I have seen a lot.
Well, how so?
But I'll just say by this time next week, I should have a new phone.
Yes. What did you get? Or you want to surprise us?
I'll surprise you. I'll just say currently using to keep my unlimited data, because I calculated it out. I literally use 20 to 30 gigs a month. Samsung Galaxy Nexus, which is now officially a 3-year-old phone, and I was still using it, and it got to the point where I literally just started freaking out on the phone. So I had to do something, and I pulled the trigger. Swappa.com, I cannot tell people enough, visit Swappa.com. Seamless, painless, frictionless, easy way to find devices and buy devices.
And sell devices. You sold one on there too, didn't you?
Yes, I sold the Samsung Galaxy S3 because TouchWiz was making me puke in my mouth.
Dude, can't wait to hear your review of your new phone next week.
Well, obviously, I'll just say it's obviously not a Samsung Galaxy S5.
Yes. Also joining us, Eric Gardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I'm rocking a Samsung Galaxy S3. That's my phone of choice right now until the Note 4 comes. And that's what I'm
going for. Is it your phone of choice or phone of forced choice?
Well, I haven't seen the reason for the S4. And then the S5 came out. And you knew I was hyped on the S5. You knew that was going to be my phone for sure, right?
Yeah.
And then it was the S4 with a fingerprint reader. And that's... I didn't see a whole lot more to it, but the Note 4, I'm ready for a bigger phone too. The Note 4, I think it's going to be it. And then I might not even need my Nexus 7 anymore after that, because that's going to be a pretty big phone.
Well, you'll see. Let me know what you think about that. There's big phones. They're deceiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also joining us again, we're so happy to have her back, Amanda Chaudhry from Smule. What's up, Amanda?
Hey, great to be back one more time.
Yeah, great to have you.
Yeah.
And tell us, because you have an S5 right there.
Yes, I do.
What do you think about it? Should Eric reconsider?
Well, I guess it's sort of a size thing. S5 is smaller. The notes are a little bit bigger. I have fun with those. It's kind of interesting for me to figure out where to put these devices. So smaller is better. but I really like my Note. But I only have a Note 3, I have to admit. I am.
Well, that's all you can get right now.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So, well, but yeah.
Your excuse there.
Fair enough.
Is the Note 4 going to be bigger?
I think they said it's going to be just a little bigger. Yeah.
Yep, what about the LG G3? Do you consider that?
I have not, personally.
Yeah, I'm loving LG phones. My Nexus 5 is the best phone I ever had. Love it so much.
That's
Nexus,
LG, huh?
Yeah.
So Nexuses are awesome. I love those. Nexus 5 is a great phone. So, like, I watch you waving it, and yeah.
I like it because I don't have to put a case on it. It's got this rubber back, and it's just been naked since the day I bought it.
Nexus 7s are great for that. So I prefer tablet sizes for my Android things, and Nexus 7 is great. It's got that same back on it.
Yeah.
Nice form factor. Pretty indestructible. And believe me, we have tried to destroy it.
Just give it to Door's kid.
That's a sore subject on Door.
Broke one last week.
Uh-oh. He broke one last week. Door, all of Smule couldn't break a Nexus 7, and your kid did.
No, actually, we did. We did break it. We did break it. We succeeded.
Okay.
It was a team effort, but we succeeded.
That's awesome. All right. Did Amanda go first yet? Amanda, why don't you go first today on the show with your app?
Okay. Actually, what I'm doing right now is a very active search, because I have been really happy with just going on the web for, all right, so let's back up. You know, I live in San Francisco. I'm a city girl. So, I mean, I use the ride sharing things when it's necessary, but I totally support our public transportation. I miss what I had in New York. And but I do what I can with Muni, so I'm always looking for things that help us with San Francisco's Muni buses and trams and other random vehicles that show up. One thing that was always great about Android compared to iOS, and I use both, is that I could just go to the NextBus website.
NextBus?
And they would tell me, and NextBus is great, by the way. So put that on the thing. And they would tell me not only what the next times were, which is what most things do, but they would tell me, you know, like which things were close to me. It doesn't matter for home because I know that, but say I'm out clubbing or I'm out visiting a friend in the outer parts of our teeny tiny city, it's great to know what lines are there and where they go. So at this point, we have an app called Mobile Muni,
okay,
which is free. With advertisements, and it has a Google Map. I recognize the Google Map font on it. I'm a map geek, sorry, and a road geek, and so I can look at these, type things in, and find the lines that are where I'm typing. Or where I'm
lines pressing. That are where you're typing.
Where I'm pressing.
So you're typing in like the club that you're gonna go to.
And no, then I'm looking at the map, and I'm looking at lines which are close to where I am.
I got you. It shows you the lines on the map.
Yes, right. And it was great. It found the line that is closest to me. It's a line that sucks.
What makes a line suck for those of us who don't have public transportation?
A line sucks when it doesn't show up when you want it to.
Ah, okay.
So they don't even miss by a couple minutes. They miss by like in a half an hour or what?
They don't miss very much. They just don't show up when I want
them to. They just totally don't show up.
So none of this is the fault of the drivers. They're doing a great job. But obviously we live in the climate that we live in, and budget cuts and such. You know, like from a neighborhood that wasn't traditionally served by public transportation, but is now, the things come fewer and far between.
Well, I think it gives you a good excuse to be able to sleep in, though. If they know that you've got an unreliable bus line near your place, that's not that I was sleeping in. I tried to get on the bus when Mobile Muni told me it was going to be there, and just, you know how it is, guys, right?
Oh, God. I so wish I could use that excuse for work, but... Oh. I live within walking distance of my job.
Oh, man. Oh.
So the buses don't show up when you really actually want to be somewhere.
That's actually, so it's like when I want to get away from work. There's this one bus that shuttles between my neighborhood and Twitter, and that shows up all the time. Those guys.
I see. You know, that's weird to me that you have a schedule for a bus, a public transportation line, and they just randomly pick when it's not going to show up, huh?
Okay. I don't think they pick that so much, but San Francisco compared to New York is very dependent on surface transportation. And surface transportation means you're dealing with cars, trucks.
There's no subway in San Francisco.
There is, and we're having more, but the neighborhoods they go to are limited.
Gotcha.
They don't always go where I want them to go. We're in the midst of a major subway upgrade, but it's one line, and it's awesome. It'll get me to Chinatown, and I love going there, but that's it.
Gotcha. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Good app.
Totally.
I'm not going to use it anytime soon.
Well, if you come here and need to get from your hotel to the thing, to anything else, including visiting us at Smule, is a great app to use for that.
Yeah. It looks like it would be used good for that.
Totally.
Dora and Eric, you guys got anything on this one?
I can't relate to it myself. I sort of live walking distance to work. Mm-hmm. It is a long walk. But yeah, we don't have any buses except for school buses around here.
They should let you on those, right?
They used to. Eric. They used to. For some reason, they told me I couldn't anymore. They did used to do that.
God. Might have been that mustache and full beard. All right. Very cool. All right, Dora, why don't you go next?
Thank you. What I'm bringing next, we call it an app here, but it's not really an app. Okay. Exposed modules, exposed framework is this shim application that lets you interject into Android core functions and functionality and modify them. This is the kind of app that is very good to have around. It is called Advanced Power Menu. Here's the reason why I love this app. By default, when you hold down the power button, you only have your very limited choices, and I've never seen a stock ROM allow any real editing of that reboot menu. Like right now on my phone, I have everything expanded just to show a whole bunch of the options. Power off, reboot, screenshot, expanded desktop, airplane mode, and I can switch between silent, vibrate, or regular mode. And when I select reboot, I even get the options of reboot, soft reboot, recovery, and bootloader.
Cool.
For those that don't know, soft reboot is one of those things. It literally can take 20 to 30 seconds off of a reboot because it is like hitting the reset button on your computer back when we had reset buttons versus doing a full power down and a power cycle.
Gotcha.
I mean, the question with that is, what is it not doing when it does the soft reboot that you're expecting from a reboot?
Well, on your normal reboot, it basically goes through like the phone's BIOS and does like RAM checks, that kind of thing, which extends the time.
Yes,
this doesn't do that.
Okay.
It basically just dumps the kernel out and restarts the boot process in software.
Cool.
That's
good. I wouldn't mind just a regular reboot. Mine doesn't even have that.
Yeah. You got to ROM it.
I got to ROM it. I have airplane mode and power off. That's it.
Well, no. That's the beautiful thing, Steve. Okay. You're on the Nexus device. The closer you are to AOSP or a Nexus device, the more you can use exposed modules without any issues. Quite literally, right now, today, you look for TAL root. You run that. It's an APK file. You will get root, virtually guaranteed you'll get it today.
What's it called? TAL?
TAL root.
T-A-L?
Yeah. No, like TAL, like dry off, beach
towel. T-O-W-E-L root?
Yes.
Oh.
Tau root is an APK file. You run the APK file, you get root, you download exposed module, install it, reboot, install advanced power menu, voila, you'll be able
That's
to put
it.
Anything you want on that menu.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Wow. Yeah. That's easy.
Hey, Dora, on mine, I've got one that's called Hot Boot. Would that be like your fast reboot?
Yep. Same exact thing as a soft reboot.
Okay. I've been afraid to touch it. it's on there. I just like,
Hot Boot.
Yeah, because there's technically Hot Boot, Warm Boot, and Cold Boot.
Right. And reboot. So God, the name Telroot, I'm guessing another bonus of this particular app is that it's a hitchhiker's reference.
That's what I thought too. I wasn't sure because you always have to have a towel with you.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, basically super quick. Basically, there was put a ransom out there and $18,000 got collected and was given to this one developer to develop this one root method that will include root Samsung Galaxy S5, which was unrootable. He developed this app. Turns out it works on virtually any KitKat device, they said. But because it works on so many devices and because it was so public facing, expect OTA updates to come down in a pretty quick fashion from all the major carriers to block this root path.
Right.
So do it. So do it now or forget about it.
Okay.
Towel root.
Well, we got an S5 here. We'll give it a try.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Awesome, Dor. Can't wait to do that because that's the one thing that's been bothering me about this phone. Other than that, I got my ceramic buttons. I'm happy. anything else on this one, guys? All right. Eric, what do you got?
All right. I've got a new new launcher. It's called Terrain Home. TerrainHome. It's called Sidebar and Search. It tries to be a bit like the Google launcher. I think they call it the Go launcher from Google, where it has the cards. If you swipe from the left side, it brings up your cards where you have your calendar or your friends who's having a birthday today or your weather and traffic times and things like that. It looks a lot like that on that side. And then you switch it back, you flip over to your, there's basically three screens, middle screen, the home, the Go launcher-ish home to the left, which it works okay. There's a lot of cards you can manually add. It's not like the Google Go launcher where it decides what cards you should have. You can add your own a lot more in here, but it's a little bit glitchy on my S3. It's not super smooth and buttery like the Google one is. And then if you swipe from the home screen from the right-hand side of your phone, it gives you like a custom app drawer where all of your apps are sorted by letters, by alphabetical order. And it's really fast to get through them to find what you're looking for. But the thing that they really try to push here is not using that and just doing a search for anything on your phone. Basically, instead of when you do the Google search, it searches the internet. When you use the search on this Terrain Home, it searches your phone first, then the internet.
Okay.
And it says when I found it, I don't remember what website it was I found it on, but they said it was from Samsung. And all the screenshots show a Samsung phone, but I don't know why it would be specifically from Samsung for Samsung. But
it doesn't say anything about that in the app description anywhere.
No, I know. Yeah. But that's why I kind of thought it was cool. But it's really pretty new, so I think it's going to come along. And I've already got two updates on it since I've had it installed for about 2 days now.
And what I think do you do the cards, with it? Like, what do you personally use it for?
Huh?
What do you personally use it for?
Well, when they said I like the Google Go launcher, and when they said it was a lot like that, that's what intrigued me. So that's why I installed it. It is kind of weird not having an app button. You know, kind of like a MyUI ish thing. There's not an app button or a app folder button where you.
That's like tough. That's a tough one to swallow.
Another tough one is you've only got one home screen. The middle screen is your home screen, to the left is cart, to the right is apps.
Oh, that's another
hard one. Not used to that either.
Okay.
Oh, but your apps are to the right, so you do have an app drawer.
It's a different app drawer, though. It's way different.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
It is. It's a very easy to use app drawer. I would have to say that.
Huh. Interesting. Just interesting twist on normally using your phone.
I like changing my home screen because, or not my home screen, but my launcher, because it's a nice way to do a quick customizing of a lot of things all at once. And I'm gonna run with it for probably another week and see if it gets better and see if I still like it, or if I end up going back to the Go launcher, because I still haven't found anything I like better than that yet.
Yeah. Cool, man. I mean, it's cool that you brought this. It's nice to try different and new things. So I'm curious to know if what you're going to think about it in a week.
Yeah, I'll just say they're in a rock and a hard place, because the advantage to the Google Now cards is it's silently in the background scanning all your other Google stuff to present stuff to you that it thinks you want. Mm-hmm. This can't do that, really. So you have to pick what you want presented to you. I like the idea of having control over it, because with Google Now, you really don't know what you're going to see the next time you open up your Google Now search and your cards. It could be anything. So I kind of like the idea of having a little bit of control. But I will say, when I go look through the who is for this domain, it's registered at GoDaddy.com, which tells me there's no way this is a Samsung website. I don't picture Samsung calling up GoDaddy.
Hey, think I could get this domain name? I agree with you, Dork, because I always feel I want to add more to my cards on the now screen. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Amanda. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they could have asked somebody to do that specifically because you guys would have said that when you saw it.
True.
Essentially, just asking someone to do this, make an indie kind of thing. But probably not. I'm just being creative here.
Or they just bought, or Samsung just bought them because they're like, oh, that's close to Google Now. We'll buy this one. Okay. So we don't have to work on them. I don't know.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Let us know what you think about it, Eric.
I will. I'm going to keep it for at least another week, so I can report back. And I'll hold up my screen next week and I'll show whether it's this still or not, I guess.
Oh, that'll be an exciting moment.
Yeah. It won't be as exciting as Dor giving us a review of his new phone, but here's my launcher of the week.
Awesome.
Okay. All right, cool. You know what? Let me do a quick app before we end off.
Nice.
These guys are impressed. Amanda, I usually never bring any apps. I let them do all the work.
Okay.
But I brought an app called Real Guitar, and it's a pretty good guitar emulator. You could do lots with it. You could strum, and it sounds pretty real. It's just an acoustic guitar, but then you could do like a palm mute, like a type of sound. You could play different chords, like.
Cool.
And you could do different types of strums. So if you don't have a guitar and you like need to maybe lay down a track with acoustic, this will work. And there's even a solo mode where you could press your finger on the fretboard and play single notes. I like it. Graphics are great, especially on the solo mode. These nice little pretty lights show up every time you hit a note. It looks like... Do you guys remember Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember the end part where they're playing the organ and the keyboard and they're trying to communicate with the mother spaceship and they have that big board with all the colors on it?
Yeah.
That's what this looks like when you press those notes. Like when you hit a note, it lights up like...
There you go. That's the same.
There you go.
Exactly. Now we just need the huge color board.
And then all the windows blow up.
Yeah. That is a cattail in my camera.
Excellent.
Anyway.
Awesome.
So I didn't put the link in the chat there. Sorry, Dor.
Oh, I got it here.
It's called Real Guitar. And the developer is the guy who developed Real Guitar, which is
Rodrigo Kolb.
Excellent.
Yep.
I just downloaded
it. No, this.
Try it. Totally into the distortion one that shows up here.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on the screenshot, but I'm.
It's a pretty good response, definitely, in terms of the touch response on it.
Yeah, the latency. Let me make sure that's the right one. No, that's a different one. The one you guys have up there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The one in the chat is a different one. I'm not sure which one Amanda downloaded, but this is the
one. I downloaded the one we're talking about, I think.
Okay, yeah. The one with the marshal in the video.
The one you put in chat is the one that I downloaded with the purple background. Yeah.
All right, this is the new one.
Yeah, there's another one in the chat. Yeah. Real Guitar Free is what we needed.
Okay, yeah. I see.
The other one looked cool, though, that you guys put. Anyway, especially if you're not a guitar player and you need some guitar sounds, this will do the job, I think, or just if you want to screw around. Or if you want to sit around your campfire, you can just pull this out.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, if I take this camping with me and have it installed on the Nexus 7, maybe put some little better speakers, USB speakers or something, then I can actually sound like I know what I'm doing, because with me and that acoustic guitar last week, I'm glad it was just an acoustic and nobody else could really share, because it was rough. I don't know what I'm doing.
You were playing acoustic, but you don't know how to play?
No, I don't know how to play.
Did you at least tune it?
No.
Well, that's the first thing. Here you go.
Just grabbed it.
Yeah.
I got taught how to play guitar when I was about 12 by a drummer. So that's where you start.
Well, first mistake. Mm-hmm. Never let a drummer teach you anything about music.
I love that. There's so many drummer jokes in the world.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know there was, but that's a true story there.
Oh God. We could do a whole show on drummer jokes.
I can't think of any right now, but I know that drummers have a hard time.
Well, I mean, the obvious start of it is there are musicians and there are drummers, and all the jokes come out of that statement.
This is true. Yeah. This is true.
And
I guess it sucks because I always wanted to be a drummer. I played guitar and piano and stuff, but drums seemed like the most fun. Just get to bang on them like animal.
Oh, it is a great instrument. It is absolutely a beautiful instrument. And, you know, like really good drummers are in demand and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough to get ones who are really good, can hit the feel of any type of thing and stay in time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of bad drummers out there.
At the same time, there are musicians, there are drummers. That's still true. Oh, man.
All goes back to
we'll
that.
Make sure we give your contact information out at the end of this show. People can contact, all the drummers of the world could contact you about that one.
Just if you want to reach Amanda, it's steve@smdcomputers.com.
It's angrydrummer@... All right, I think we exhausted all of our apps for today. So, thanks everybody for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.